Just yesterday, we started once again from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, beginning of the Torah. So I thought this was a good time to make a plug, to push the very ever-important learning of Rashi, Rashi's commentary, Rashi's Perish on Chumash. I think it can't be said enough, the importance of Rashi in the context of learning Chumash, and especially going through the Parshas HaShavua. There's a chiyuv, a din, Gemara and Brachos, and it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Pei Hei, in Arachayim, that a person is obligated to to review the Parsha, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. It's Machlokas HaPoskim, what Targum means, but certainly one of the valid ways, one is Targum, to read the Targum Unkelis, but there's also the option of learning Rashi. So I want to speak about why it's so important to learn Rashi. I will tell you that the Alei Shur, Rav Volbi, writes in Chelek Aleph in Pech Chav Tes, he gives a list of the basic texts, if you will, of Yiddishkeit that every Yid needs to know. And his list is not in this order, but his list is Mesil Sisharim, which is the basis of Musar. I heard from one of my Rebbeim that the Mesil Sisharim is a, I think from Kabbalah from Isaac Sher, I think it was, that Mesil Sisharim is like the Mishnah, and all other Musar Sfarim are like the Gemara, meaning it's more basic than any other Sefer. That's Mesil Sisharim. Rav Volbi adds to the list Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishnah Brura on Arachayim, which is a big, that's a big one. And of course, I think the first one on the list is Chumash with Rashi and the Ramban. Although the Ramban himself admits, the Ramban has a lashon of Lo Mishpat HaBechorah, that Rabbeinu Shlomo calls him the Rashi, has the Bechor. He's the Bechor of Mefarshei HaTorah. He incorporates all of the Torah Shebaal Peh to describe, to explain the psukim in the Chumash. Shlomo Freifeld, the Rosh Hashiva of the founding Rosh Hashiva of Shai Yashiv, so he used to say that Chumash with Rashi is the safer of Yiddishkeit. That's it's we can't go anywhere without it. Rav Yerucham Levovitz, his famous Sefer Das Torah, really came from, he wanted to be mechazek the weaker bachrim that came from countries where they were exposed to things that some of the European bachrim students weren't exposed to. So Rabbi Yerucham used to give a shir and Chumash Rashi and a Ramban, and in order to strengthen their amuna, and that shir became the basis of this sefer, the Sefer Das Torah on Chumash, six volumes of his parish on Chumash. But it all came from giving a basic Chumash Rashi shir to be mechazik emuna, because it's not just pshat in the psukim, it's a chizik in emuna, and we can't go anywhere without the Rashi. I came across a bunch of years ago a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, which I wanted to share with you, and that's the basis of what I want to discuss today. And to me, that really, it was very surprising the way that the Chafetz Chaim writes it. It wasn't shocking that the Chafetz Chaim would encourage the learning of Rashi, but the way he goes about it, I think, is very powerful. So it's printed in the Michtavei HaRav Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Michtavei HaRav Chafetz Chaim, I think from his grandchildren. It's also printed in there's two different versions of Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim, the collected writings of the Chafetz Chaim. One of the editions is four volumes, one is six volumes. The four volume one has the letters in there. I don't think the sixth volume does. But anyway, it's Igeres Yud Ches, it's letter 18, and it's called Maimer Das Torah. So when I first heard this from Rev Matzio Solomon Shlita, I heard a shmuz of his where he really just read the letter, which is hopefully what I will attempt to do as well. And he pointed out, he started out, you know, he calls this Maimer Das Torah. We'll see that it's really because that's it's actually a description of what Rashi's trying to of what the Chafetz Chaim was trying to come to explain. But when we hear of Das Torah, we think, you know, the essence, that the core of Yediyas HaTorah, a very powerful statement to call it that, Maimer Das Torah, it's really, in a way, it's a plug for, we'll see. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hinei Achadim Shaluni, people ask me, Hala Romano, we see, Ki Kol HaSimonim Shomer Chazal Shasidim Lios Kodim B'yas Mashiach Sekenu, all the Simonim that the Gemara gave, Chutzpah Yizki, there's going to be a lot of Chutzpah, that certainly came about, you know, the amount of Chutzpah that people have, a lot of the simanim that the Gemara describes seem to have come. Kimach and Skaimu Kulam. They all happened. Vikam Chil Hashem Godol Mod B'Yameinu Eilev Abba Nesed Rabim Uksiv B'Kor Lo Laman Chamani Osa Zos Beis Yisrael Kim Laman Shmi Asher Nischal Abba Goyim Chin Amru Kim Opam Mucho Yom B'Tfil Hashmona Esrei Umevi Goal Levnei V'Nehem Laman Shemo Shemi Kol Zeh Levad Hayor Roi Yishi Yavam Shiach Sekinu. The Chil Hashem that the Yidin were downtrodden. Chavetz Chaim was speaking in his days, and this was before the war, but the punishment that Klal Yisrael, the Hashem's people, have taken, that we have suffered, but for Hashem's sake, the Chil Hashem shouldn't be allowed to go on. The coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to be a big Kiddush Hashem. Ulevasof adayin tzovumonu b'nei chamas ha-meitzik. V'yeshua od rechoka me'etanu, and the Yeshua is far away. V'ekvos Mashiach Tzidkenu adayin lo niru. Although they say that Chavetz Chaim said maybe this was later than the writing of this letter, that we are in the Ikvas de Mashiach. V'im kein, in the times of the footsteps, the coming of Mashiach. We'll see how long that takes. V'im kein, mazos asa alukim lano. What is Hashem doing here? Halo lo chashad HaKadosh Baruch Hu da'avidina b'lodina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs a tight ship. Everything is cheshbon by the Ribbono Shel Olam. How does Hashem allow the continuous chil Hashem of the Jewish people to be downtrodden? In addition, how is it possible that Chazal gave all the simanim that Mashiach was going to come? It seems to be at least the overwhelming majority. I mean, or maybe even all of them seems to have happened already. Halo lo chotch. Okay, as koza sholinu b'kshu tshuvim many. This is something that people are asking me. Basically, why isn't Mashiach here yet? You read? They asked the Chafetz Chaim, why is Mashiach not yet here? V'zos asher hishavti lahem. Okay, I have to tell you, when I heard the first paragraph, what's our first obvious thought? Chafetz Chaim is going to give a drasha about how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Chafetz Chaim famously said, Sinas Chinam is, we spoke Lashon Hara. And we haven't fixed it, and we're still speaking Lashon Hara. So until we fix the Avera of Lashon Hara, it can't come. And that's what's blocking, preventing the Mashiach. And to me, that was like a Dover Pashat, that's where the Chafetz Chaim was going. But listen to what the Chafetz Chaim says. Obviously, there's nothing that Hashem can't do, and Hashem's Yeshua can come immediately. Hayom, Mashiach will come today in Bekolo Tishmo if we listen to him. Every single day is an opportunity, a possibility that Hashem will bring the Geula. And of course, Hashem is worried about the honor of Hashem. Not for Hashem's own sake, but for the perception among the umos. Shlo yischalal b'goyim. The name of Hashem shouldn't be mischalal. Achadavar baru etzli. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's obvious to me. Shakadosh Baruch Hu od ma'akev tzas is managulo. We're mamish, almost there, but Hashem is holding off a little bit more. Kedei shenochen es atzmeinu l'bias Mashiach tzkenu. Because Hashem wants us to be ready. V'lo novo l'kabel panav. Arumim b'toyru v'mitzvos. He doesn't want us to come to bias Mashiach empty-handed, without Torah and mitzvahs. Before he's going to give a mashal and he's going to describe it. But before he gets there, it's when Mashiach comes, he wants us to have. And if you look, it's a nevuah the Chafetz Chaim had. That the Chafetz Chaim wrote, the Chafetz Chaim was nifter 90 years ago. And look at, and shortly after the Chafetz Chaim's petira, we had the war. And since the war, we have Eretz Yisrael, and we have flourishing of Torah like has never been since maybe ever. The amount of learning, the level of learning, the widespread, never before, so many people finishing Shas with Daf Yomi, and all the Yomis, and all the Kolim, and all the learning, and all the yeshivas, and the amount of Torah that's just literally in these last, you know, since then, since the Chafetz Chaim wrote this letter, is unbelievable. Almost the hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he wants us to be able to come to be as Mashiach, fully loaded with Torah and mitzvahs. and it's chesed organizations. Everything is, you know, with the way people are connected in a way that people never were. You lived in your village. You didn't really see outside your Dalet Amos. Now the whole world is connected. We can daven for everybody. We can be mafresh challah for everybody. We can do mitzvahs on wide scale. We can learn. And all of this is happening so that we don't... It's the world is set up this way because when Mashiach comes, Hashem wants us that we should be full of Torah mitzvahs. I gave the people a mashal. There was a wealthy man, and he invited his relatives and friends to his son's wedding. There are going to be some fabulously wealthy people there. And it would be a big bizayon for him and for the people as well that some of the people who didn't have as much money would show up to the chasna with dirty, ripped clothing. He reminded everybody, all of his friends, listen, remember, I know that you're not as wealthy, but please make sure, save up some money, make sure to bring a nice suit, clean, doesn't have to be the fanciest, if you can't afford it, you do your best. But make sure that you come to the chasana respectable, because there's going to be some very rich and fancy and important people there, and you're going to be sitting at the same table as them, and you're going to be embarrassed if you come with tattered clothing. Kein hadavar bin yonenu, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the same thing with us. Mevur b'tzvar makadosh v'akadosh baruch hu nechur b'b'chinas chasan. Hashem kaviyachal is the chasan. The Sfarim say, k'nes Yisrael b'chinas kala, and the Jewish people are the kala. V'chin k'siv b'forsh b'kra, k'im tzoyz chasan al kala, yosis alayich el koyich. Just like a chasan rejoices with the kala, so too, Hashem should rejoice with us, the feirish. Uzman agula holich v'karev. And Mashiach is on his way. And any day the Ribbono Shel Olam could bring Mashiach. We have to gear ourselves up, get ready with Torah, Mitzvos, and Maisim Tovim. Because that's our spiritual clothing. We could be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach when he comes. He's going to want us all to sit at the table with him, and to be nana b'ziv shkinaso, to enjoy, to benefit from his splendor, from his glory. If we're not going to be prepared, we're going to be embarrassed. If we show up to the chasana with dirty clothing, with torn clothing, tattered clothing, we're going to be embarrassed. So let me tell you a little bit about what I think you need to do to prepare. So what do we have to do to get ready? What is holding up the Mashiach? The Ribbono Shel Olam is holding it up because he wants to make sure that everybody is able to come. He wants to make sure that everybody has shas in their back pockets. So that they at least went through Shas a couple of times with Daf Yomi, right? With now it's easier than ever to learn any learning program, whether it's an Ion, whether it's a Pekiyos. Isa b'chazal. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, this is what you need to do. Liyolam yishalish adam shnosav, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. A third of your life should be Mikra, a third should be Mishnah, and a third Gemara. Parak sham yodak ha-mechayah, so the Gemara asks, how do you know how long you're going to live? How many years is the first third of your life? We don't know. Every day, spend a third of the day. In our times, so for us, Gemara is Lamdus, it's not Halacha L'maisa, so then we also have to learn Sifrei Halacha, and we should learn the more relevant ones so that we know what to do. So we should learn Arachayim. He doesn't make a plug for his Mishnah Berurah, but obviously that's a good place to start. But now you even have access. There's a lot of halachas for him in English for a person who's unable to access the in the sources, in the originals, in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, etc. Shalachos ha'elu hinam ma'isim uchayom shetzar kol adam ladas eich lizar b'hem. A group of people to sit down to learn a sefer like Chayyadam, which is an easy Hebrew, goes through all the relevant halachos. Mishnah Berurah happens to be much harder to read. But the Chayyadam, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, or an English Halacha Sefer, you have to be part of a group that's learning Halacha as well. And if you can't do that, the most basic thing you need to know is Mikra. What is Mikra? Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'hine Ikra HaLimud Shal Mikra Hu Limud Parsha Shavua in Perish Rashi Zal B'chol Shavua. Azoy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we're stalling the coming of Mashiach because we're stalling the coming of Mashiach because we want people to come with something in their hands. They shouldn't come empty-handed. They shouldn't come with tattered clothing. What is it that we're waiting for? They should be Talmidei Chachamim, Maisim Tovim, Mitzvahs, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, L'chol HaPachos, the basic is Chumash and Rashi. Everyone needs to know Chumash and Rashi. Isa Baruch Haschaim, L'Rabbeinu HaRosh, quotes Baruch Haschaim from the Rosh, Shetziva Levanav L'mor Parshavua and Perish Rashi. He commanded his sons that they have to learn the Parshavua every week with Rashi. V'lo k'mo sh'nogim b'harim k'mo sh'lom dim sh'amim ha'amon Parshavua b'chol Shabbos Kodesh, v'zomar l'fneim Rav HaChevra is a Drush ala Parsha. The Rebbe says a nice vort, Umarach b'drush ha'sha, he gives a long drusha, a lecture, a sermon, Val Pia Rov, Lomidimam Rak Parsha Achas Veloyoser. He learns one small section of the entire Parsha. V'yeser ha'sidra n'sheres ha'slam b'lolimud. You have a whole Parsha, and you take one section of that Parsha, one story from that Parsha, and you learn. V'lozu v'yadera, shalimun ha'mikra. That's not how you learn Mikra. Now, I just, in parentheses, he writes something, and I'm not going to read it inside, but he basically says, and there are some people who say, I'll read Shnai Mikra of Echa Targum, I'll read Targum Onkelos, I'm not going to learn Rashi. I can learn Targum Onkelos. So the Chafetz Chaim, now, in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems as if there's two options. And there's a Maila to Rashi because you learn the Mamori Chazal, the words of Chazal to explain the Pasuk. And there's a Maila to Targum Onkelos, even if you don't understand it, because it came from Har Sinai. But here in the letter he says, and don't rely on the, very interesting, he says, don't rely on the Targum. Why? In the times of the Gemara, Targum was a real limud. People learned the Targum. They analyzed. But now, we're just reading the words. We have no idea what they mean. It's not worthwhile, which is interesting because it seems to be a little bit of a stira to what he says in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Peihei. But anyway, that's what the Chafetz Chaim says, and he continues the letter. And he says, and I think that that's the reason why Hashem is literally preventing Mashiach from coming. He's holding it back. Mashiach is ready to come. You're right. All the Simanim are here. Mashiach's ready to come, but we can't do that yet. The reason is because we need people to become learned people. So the first step towards bringing Mashiach, you want to bring Mashiach, learn Chumash and Rashi. That's what Chafetz Chaim says. He ends off the letter. I'll just add that we should also chazer the Yud Gimel Ikari Emunah of the Rambam. That's a very important, that's Emunah in the Ribbon Shalom, the Yud Gimel Ikarim. But the main message that the Chafetz Chaim says is everybody needs to be able to learn Chumash and Rashi. You can learn Chumash and Rashi. You can hear Shiurim on Chumash and Rashi. You can open up a Chumash and learn the Chumash with the Rashi. And we even have it in English. So we have explanations in English. And it's a very important limud. So as we begin the new cycle, if always Bereishis is a shorter week, so it's already Wednesday, and Shabbos is coming. But we have to take the time to really focus in on this ever important limud of learning Rashi, and through that we have the Chazal's understanding of the Pesukim, and it's also an elevation not only in our understanding of Pshat and the Pesukim, but in our Amunah. And as Rabbi Freifeld said, it's mamish the sefer of Yiddishkeit. So Bez Hashem, this year we should learn. Learn all the Rashi's, be medayik in his words, and it's a treasure. Every Rashi is its own treasure.